This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
One of the world's most popular YouTubers, Michael Stevens, brings mainstream appeal to science, and his educational videos reach more than a million people each day. What is the scariest thing in the world? Everyone is scared of something, but is there something everyone is scared of? Michael Stevens sets out to find what we fear in his Minefield special, What is the Scariest Thing? What unless it's fear and panic in everyone, regardless of age, gender, or background? In a very special in-depth episode of YouTube's Minefield from Vsauce, Michael Stevens asks where fear comes from and uncovers why fear is such a fundamental and important part of being human. He also asks why do we sometimes even enjoy it. Michael Stevens, our guest, next on This Week in America.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Michael Stevens is one of the most popular and influential YouTubers in the world as he brings mainstream appeal to science. His educational videos reach more than 1 million people each day. He's the founder of the educational media company Vsauce and the creator and presenter of the successful YouTube premium series Minefield, his suite of video networks reaching more than 24 million subscribers. A special Minefield episode now available on YouTube channel Vsauce1 or the youtube.com/learning sheds new light on the concept of fear, specifically what is the scariest thing that everyone is afraid of. Michael Stevens, host of the Minefield special, the YouTube original, What is the Scariest Thing?, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you.
How did this idea for an in-depth Minefield special on fear and scary things, how did this whole thing come about?
Well, I have done 3 seasons of Minefield, an educational psychology program, and I have been scared plenty of times throughout those 3 seasons. I've put myself in a lot of experiments. And I said, you know what? Halloween's coming up. We want to do a special about fear, but I don't want it to just be, here's the encyclopedia article on fear. I want us to take on something that sounds a little bit stupid. Is there a scariest thing, something that will scare everyone? And there is.
And I'm sure we're going to have to tune in to find out, and we will, and we'll tell you how you can access the special here in just a couple of minutes. But I know you said a couple of years ago, I don't want to just create things that are me reading a Wikipedia page. I want them to be a journey, a logic train. And from what I've seen, this special is exactly that. You've got what experts, you've got demonstrations, you've got experiments. There's a little bit of everything. We're with you on this journey, aren't we?
Yeah, you are. I'm kind of your Sherpa taking you through, a terror dungeon. Considering, is this the scariest thing? Well, there's some exceptions. Some people won't be as scared. A newborn baby wouldn't be scared of this. And so we have to keep going. And you take that journey with us and you learn a lot about the brain, about how fears are born, and ultimately what then we're left with is the scariest thing.
Talk about the role of context. Does that help make things even scarier than what they might be without?
Oh, of course. There are things that in the right context can be either scary or hilarious. And that shows you the power of the human imagination.
With us on the program is Michael Stevens, the creator of the special Mindfield, What is the Scariest Thing, now available on YouTube channel, Vsauce1, youtube.com/learning. You talk with experts, and I'm interested to find out, is there really any agreement on what is fear, what causes fear?
You know, there are a few different schools of thought. The one that I kept hearing again and again was that no one is born afraid of anything. Fear is defined as something that you learn later. What we are born disliking is called an aversion, an innate aversion. And that includes like falling, disease, pain, even isolation. And then as you live your life, you experience things that touch one of those innate aversions, and then your brain generates a fear emotion because they're connected to something that you want to avoid in order to survive.
I know in the demonstrations you have one, and what they're actually, as I understand, creating a fear in you.
That's right. Yeah, we reached out to Caltech, where they're researching how to help people overcome fears, how to manage phobias and things like PTSD. And we said, your work is really important. Could you possibly reverse it just for me and create a fear in my mind? And they said, well, you know, sign this waiver and we'll do it. And they were successful.
With us on the program is Michael Stevens, talking about the special available on YouTube, the Mind Field special. What is the Scariest Thing? And now available YouTube channel, Vsauce1 on youtube.com/learning. Talk a little bit about what you found in doing this. Were you surprised at some of the findings?
Yeah, I was surprised to learn that the fear of the dark is something that we learn usually not until we're about maybe 2 years old. Because as I thought more about the fear of the dark, my wife was pregnant at the time, and I was like, is my baby like scared of the dark inside my wife's womb? And they said, no, the darkness is really soothing until you're old enough that your imagination develops. And now you start to imagine what might be hiding in the dark and it becomes scary and you become scared of it.
How about the concept that some of us actually enjoy fear, and you think, oh, that can't be true. But we go into a scary movie. We know it's going to scare us. We know that those emotions are going to be touched throughout the 3 hours we're sitting in the movie theater. Yet we pay a lot of money to go there and be scared. In a sense, do we enjoy fear?
Yeah, we enjoy fear, especially when we know that it's safe fear. A horror movie is just pretend. It's just a movie. You're not going to actually get hurt. But a lot of the same things physiologically will happen in your body. Your heart rate might go up. Adrenaline might start pumping. And it's all about practicing for when you might encounter a real threat in real life. It makes us a stronger, you know, species to enjoy being scared.
I was going to ask, should we fear fear? And I'm thinking what you're saying is if we have a healthy understanding of fear, that's okay. In fact, we need fear in our lives.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we are here today because our ancestors were afraid of things and they didn't take risks that were too risky. So there's a balance of, fear that you need in your life. When it becomes over consuming, that's not good. And that's what a lot of research is being done on now. How do we help people when fear becomes crippling? Because that's not helpful.
What elicits fear in everyone? Is there something in general terms, and I'm sure it's not 100% across the board, but different things out there that pretty much you know this is going to scare people?
Well, you know, if you really want to find a thing that will scare anyone, which is what the goal of this documentary was, you have to even consider newborn babies who haven't yet learned what's normal. One really surprising thing I found was that really young children, like 2 months or younger, are not afraid of scary faces or, disturbing, gory faces because they just don't know what's normal yet. Not until about 8 months does a baby start to actually avoid scary faces. Now, don't ask me who did the research. It sounds like a really mad scientist kind of experiment to do with babies and scary faces. But we have to learn what's normal first before we can start to fear the abnormal.
In college, you got interested in video editing, I understand, and that certainly comes in handy in what you do in making science accessible through all of your various platforms. And that started, I guess, after you saw a recut trailer of The Shining. And I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if that actually scared Michael when you saw that. Did that get your attention? Did that frighten you?
Well, it got my attention, but it didn't frighten me because it had been turned into a comedy. And so, really, I was just intrigued by the popularity of this parody recut of a movie trailer because it was just made by a person, not a, professional who, was super famous, but yet millions of people were watching it. And that opened my eyes to the power of the internet.
Well, I think it also talks, doesn't as well, about maybe if we have a sense of humor with this, if we break down our fear, balance that with a sense of humor, all of a sudden The Shining isn't this frightening thing that I don't want to see anymore or I can't watch with my eyes open. I'm like laughing at it.
Exactly. That's a really good point. It showed a certain amount of power and control that we could have, and editing gave us that.
With us on the program, fascinating conversation, fascinating special, What is the Scariest Thing? Now available on YouTube channel VSauce1. You can go to youtube.com/learning, get more information there as well. The YouTube original, a special Mindfield episode with the host, the creator of Mindfield, Michael Stevens, with us on the program in talking about that today. Is there such a thing, and we don't want to give the whole thing away, but is there something that you would categorize as the scariest thing in the world?
Yes, there is. The episode ends with us finally reaching that conclusion. And we had to consider every different kind of person. And we had to also look at the neuroscience of fear, how fears are learned by people. And we had to consider people who have different brains. Specifically, fears seem to be created by the amygdala, a feature inside the brain, but not everyone has a functioning amygdala. But there are things that cause panic in even more ancient parts of the brain, and it's that family of stimuli that are the scariest. I won't give away what we settle on as being the scariest because it's extremely specific, and the journey that takes us there provides the context to make it really really enjoyable.
Well, that's what's going to be so much fun about watching the series is the journey in getting there and finding out everything as you go along the way. Are there different levels of fear?
Yeah, there certainly are. And the level that you feel towards a certain thing depends on who you are and your experience. As it turns out, we are more scared, and by this I mean fear, I mean an actual sense of anticipation and panic by sounds than we are by sights. That's because sight gives us more information, and the more information you have, the better you can prepare, the better you can plan an escape. But when you hear a sound, you don't always even know exactly what is, for instance, approaching. You don't know exactly what it is. You don't know exactly where it is. And it's the unknown that really pulls those anxiety strings in our brain.
Is there a difference between fear and panic attacks?
Definitely. A panic attack is a very specific kind of experience that is definitely not in the realm of healthy. It's not a thing that we have been, evolutionarily developed to feel. And so, by learning more about fear, even if it's with a funny question, like what's the scariest thing, we accidentally wind up doing a lot of really important research and investigation that can help people's lives.
It's interesting because if you are in that category, or maybe you take fear to an obsession, I would think spending a little time and watching the special would answer some questions and make them maybe feel a little bit better about their situation.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of appreciate fear in the right doses. It is why we are here today. If our ancestors weren't afraid of things, they would have perhaps taken risks they shouldn't and not lived long enough to have kids and eventually have us. So, you know, thank you, fear.
That's why we're all here. Mindfield is the,
exactly.
This is the special, and you've really done so much, explored so many topics with Mindfield. Talk about that, because that isn't just a success here in the U.S. It's a success worldwide, the way you're able to go in and from an entertainment aspect, shed a new light on science, a new approach to it that many people, if you said, here's a science program I want you to watch on YouTube, you go, wait a minute, I'm not interested in that. But suddenly you're hooked. It's like with this, the world's scariest thing. All of a sudden, I'm concerned about fear now, and it's something I'm interested in. Talk about the concept behind Mindfield.
Well, we've done three seasons of Mindfield so far. The concept, I would say, began when I was in high school. I had a psychology teacher who would play clips from Candid Camera to teach about human behavior, and it was hilarious. And I was like, man, someone needs to combine the hilarity of Candid Camera with a teacher. And so Mindfield was born, you know, years later. Now it's a real thing. And I hope that it is, you know, drawing in people who might not want to learn. They think, oh, that's like a school thing, or whatever. But instead, they're interested in the questions that are being and they're entertained. And in the process of all of that, they accidentally learn a whole lot about science, about our bodies and our minds.
What are you working on now?
So right now I'm working on an episode for my YouTube channel, Vsauce, that's all about things that we have lost, things that we know used to exist but are no longer around, like works of art, drafts of novels that we know famous authors wrote but then, you know, had burned after their death. There's something very strange and exciting to me about the past and knowing that we'll never get a certain thing back. I mean, can you even really ever get anything back? It has to be preserved. You can't step in the same river twice, et cetera. It's a quite philosophical episode, but I want to kind of, I don't know, come to peace with knowing that some things are gone forever, and that's actually good.
And how to deal with that, because sometimes it's difficult to deal with that concept. You bring it into focus like you do on all of the episodes that you do. And we're talking specifically about 30 seconds here, a special Mindfield YouTube original. What is the scariest thing? Run down where we can see this, because it's something we want to catch very soon, because we'll be talking about it.
Yeah, well, if you just go to YouTube and search Mindfield or What's the Scariest Thing, you will find it. You can go to my YouTube channel, Vsauce, letter V and then the word sauce, or just go right to youtube.com/learning, where you'll find my episode about fear, as well as a whole bunch of other great educational videos from creators like myself that make really awesome educational stuff.
Yeah, once you get there, you're going to spend some time there, and you can watch any of these anytime you want to. That's the beauty of this, a special Mindfield special, What is the Scariest Thing? Mindfield host, creator Michael Stevens has been with us on the program. Michael, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Combined People Magazine's expert investigative reporting and the unparalleled storytelling of Investigation Discovery, America's most watched true crime network, and you've got the hit series People Magazine Investigates back for a brand new season. Extraordinary tales of ordinary people thrust into the national spotlight following notorious crimes through the lens of People's trusted journalist. Award-winning journalist Alicia Dennis is People's senior editor of crime, overseeing a team of investigative reporters who delve into crime stories around the country. Alicia is a true crime expert who led the reinvention of People's true crime multi-platform brand with the creation and development of content for People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery. A successful editor, digital content director, producer, on-camera talent, a regular on-camera contributor for crime and entertainment, People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery. Host and People's senior editor of crime, Alicia Dennis, joining us once again on This Week in America. Alicia, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rick. It's so good to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you with us. This is the highlight of the fall season. We finally get back to seeing these true crime stories unfold through the eyes of People Magazine, you and your investigative team. And I want to talk about the premiere episode, because this one is interesting. The mysterious story called the Springfield Three. And for this story, we go back to what, June of 1992.
That's right. We do. It's such an eerie case in that you have two teenagers, Susie Streeter and her best friend, Stacy McCall. They've just graduated high school. They're celebrating the next phase of their lives, going around to graduation parties, and they end up spending the night at the home of Susie Streeter, and her mom's there, Cheryl Levitt, and everything is just going along as one would expect in this normal, happy way. The next day, when family and friends come over to the house, it is eerily quiet, no one is there, and almost 3 decades later, we still don't know where these three women are.
Which is amazing, and I'm thinking, this was 1992. Are the police still investigating? Are there still leads in this case?
Yes, it's remarkable, but this is an open case that police tell us still brings in several leads a week. This is a case that has baffled police from the beginning, and it's one that they are unwilling to let go of. So it's one that is still right in the front of their minds.
And you're shining new light on that. And I know that's important to you, to shine light on stories that really need to be told. Talk about the importance of that and what this actually means to victims and family members to have a chance to revisit the case, possibly get new leads and solve the case, and explain what happened from their perspective.
No, it's exactly what you're saying, Rick. It's hugely important to us as journalists to shine a light on cases like this that are, that there's been families that have been shattered and holes have been left inside them because they don't have answers. They need to have answers. This is something that is playing over and over in their heads every day. And so it's hugely satisfying to us to dig into these cases and to bring them to light again so that hopefully there is someone out there that has some information that maybe they didn't think was important back then, or maybe it's information that has been haunting them for all these years, and now it's time to bring it forward so that there can be some resolution, there can be some justice, hopefully, and there can be some answers.
A key to what you do is the storytelling. Talk about the format of the program. You don't just rattle off statistics. You actually do, in many cases, exclusive new interviews, emotional firsthand accounts. You really do an overall excellent job of a presentation. You have our interest, and we want to try to solve this crime.
Yeah, that's what we want. So we do everything that we can to make sure that we bring in the investigators who know the most about these cases, the family members who, you know, want to talk about their loved ones and help the viewers see them and bring those people to life. We also have our journalists who have been working on these cases, a lot of times talking about what they found out and what they discovered. And you're being led through this story with all the people that are involved in that story, which I think makes just a huge difference. Allowing these people to tell their own story in their own words is important to us.
Now, 12 new episodes. We're talking about Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates, returning for a new season. Alicia Dennis, host and People senior editor, with us on the program. We're talking about 12 episodes, brand new episodes. What are some of the other ones that we really need to watch for this season?
Well, I think that you should watch all of them. Right?
I was going to say, that was probably a stupid question.
We have a lot of different kinds of cases. We have cases that do have resolution to them, that I know people, you know, have this feeling of satisfaction at the end of watching those. There's a fascinating one about Dr. Hang Noor, who had won an Oscar for his role in The Killing Fields and found himself in Hollywood later and was a murder victim. And we go into the details of that case. There's some cases of serial killers, including the notorious Freeway Phantom, murders that took place in Washington, D.C., and go into exactly what is occurring in that case even today and how the families are reacting in that case. And also, we have a story of 10-year-old Kevin Collins, who was the first child to be featured on the milk cartons. You remember that back in the day when it was missing children on milk cartons before we had Amber Alerts and social media and that kind of thing. And looking at that case and how it changed the way we look for missing children and also, you know, what we do to try to find them.
Really looking forward to the new season, 12 episodes, all worthy of you watching, on Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates. Back with us, Alicia Dennis, host, and People senior editor. Alicia, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton, and join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.